saving me.
Okay.
And I.
A light number.
Yeah, I want to become you. This is one of your most personal songs, so I want you to take the lead here.
Okay.
You want to dive right in? Dive right in. You want to explain first what it's about? Either way.
Well, She's Saving Me. It is some about my little sister who died because I became obsessed with, well, what is there after that? You know, like most of us do. What is there when you pass on? So it's a little bit about the experience of what I imagined what death was like, and then I was also thinking about some women in my life who really were providing me comfort and how grateful I was for that experience. But there's it's also about when certain people that I grew up hearing the kingdom of God talked about as a kingdom, you know, with the king, and I never saw it as that. I think if there's anything after what I imagined, it is very, well, first of all, it's non-binary, and it's not of human structures like kingdom. And so I was just thinking about that. What is it like? And so it just probes some of that in the song. I'm not sure which part to dive into on this. Maybe the last verse. Yeah, okay, so I'll start with the last verse, which is about that thing. This is not all there is. It's not a kingdom. It's not an angry God. It feels like her. It feels like no fear. It feels like no doubt. It feels like inside out. The ashes stir. I chose the images that I did to sort of do that, and there are lots of things from nature in it, and, you know, biblical rain and things like that, and stillness, and just I chose things that were not so specific that when you knew exactly what I was talking about, it were more evocative, and that's what I was trying to get out of, because I was trying to talk about death and a spiritual realm and all that stuff.
And then you zoom out, and it again, just I think becomes that universal, relatable song, sort of bigger than the sum of its parts, which is why we're all here, because your songs mean so much to everyone. You guys, how lucky are we? Do 1,000 more. I do have a giant clock ticking at me saying, your time is up. Yeah.
Somebody unplug it.
I don't have any control over it. But I want to thank
time is a construct.
Emily, can you confirm that as the scientist on stage? Time is indeed a construct. So is the need for speed. Film festival producers are real.